Nolte, Another Mass Shooting Where Democrats Are in Charge, Highland Park, Illinois. By John Nolte on July 5, 2022. There's only one way to avoid a mass shooting. Move out of areas where Democrats run things. If you're going to get shot in this country, chances are you will get shot in a place where Democrats are in charge. Over the 4th of July weekend, we had yet another mass shooting where pro-gun control Democrats run things. Highland Park, Illinois. The mayor of Highland Park is Nancy R. Rotering. And she's not only a Democrat, she's a stridently anti-gun, pro-abortion Democrat who's in the middle of her third term. Here's a portion of one of her campaign websites. After the Sandy Hook tragedy, Nancy led the effort to ban military-style assault weapons in Highland Park. The NRA challenged the law in federal court and appealed all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, where Nancy and the people of Highland Park prevailed. Nancy Rotering was a member of the board of directors of Planned Parenthood of Illinois and the Illinois Women's Institute for Leadership Training Academy until she resigned to run for Supreme Court justice. The emphasis above is original. Rotering didn't just win re-election in 2019. She romped by more than a 2-to-1 margin, 72.4% to 27.6%. Highland Park is a Democrat-run city with a Democrat-run city council that's considered a Democrat stronghold. Highland Park is about 25 miles from Chicago and part of Lake County, Illinois, which has been a Democrat stronghold for more than a half century. Highland Park is located in the state of Illinois, which, according to the anti-gun nuts of every town, is the state with the 6th toughest gun laws in the country. This includes red flag laws, waiting periods, blah, blah. Here's the list. Buyer must possess a valid FOID card. Buyer must verify local firearm ordinance requirements. Buyer must display valid FOID card to FFL prior to handling firearm. Buyer must complete Federal Form ATF 4473. FFL notifies the Illinois State Police, ISP, Firearm Services Bureau to perform a background check in accordance with state and federal laws. FFL receives an approval from ISP to transfer the firearm. Buyer must abide by the state of Illinois waiting period before taking possession of the firearm. The waiting period for a long gun is 24 hours and 72 hours for a handgun. Upon taking possession of the firearm must be unloaded and enclosed in a case to transport. How's that working out for you? And this comes just a few weeks after a group of U.S. Senate Republicans sold their soul to pass a bunch of anti-gun laws that won't do any good, which is the worst sin of that entire fiasco. When Republicans push anti-gun legislation, they are gaslighting the country into believing anti-gun legislation is a solution to a problem that has nothing to do with guns. Mass shootings are a complicated problem, including unchecked mental illness. But in many cases, these tragic massacres are the result of a broken culture, especially where Democrats run things. One thing these awful events are not is indicative of a gun problem. No amount of laws will stop someone eager to commit mass murder from acquiring his murder weapon, the least of their intended crimes. All these laws do is punish the law-abiding for something someone else did. It's like giving me a traffic ticket if my neighbor runs a red light. So, I'm just telling you that out here in Magaland, even though we all own guns, we don't have a gun violence crisis. Part of the reason is that, yes, we all own guns. If someone tries to shoot up a church or a Walmart or parade out here, he knows he's not going to get very far before a dozen guns are firing back at him. The other reason is cultural. We have our problems in Magaland, sure, but we don't breed narcissistic nihilists at anywhere near the rate you see in left-wing cultures. We're not a seething cauldron of anti-gun, pro-baby killing, Gaia-worshipping, humans-are-the-problem sociopaths. We're not perfect, but we do value God and, therefore, life. Join us. Democrats have no intention of solving the mass shooting problem. Their goal is to disarm us, and mass shootings are the perfect emotional blackmail to accomplish that. To Democrats, mass shootings are a godsend because to Democrats their only morality is what gets them what they want, and that's the fascist power to run everyone's lives. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.